For at least a decade, Keep the Country Country has been a rallying cry that has divided some in the community against the development plans of the many changing owners of the Turtle Bay Resort. But much of that tension has been diffused of late. The resort has just announced it will allow the community to garden on its lands, Mauka, from the hotel entrance. It's partnering with Pono Pacific. Chris Lee sat down with us to explain how all this will work.
Pono Pacific started about 20 years ago. We're primarily focused on land conservation throughout the state. So we do a lot of work with large landowners, help them understand how to better steward their land and not necessarily help them, tell them how to do it, but actually go out there and do it with them. This is a very unique opportunity, not only for Pono Pacific, but for the community as well in the North Shore. You may not know, or you may know, that 460 acres of agriculture lands on the Mauka side of the resort are a part of the hotel property. Over the years, you know, there's been a lot of opportunity for us to really see how we can bring back agriculture and support the initiative and the economy on the North Shore. So with Pono Pacific's partnership and the resort, we're really working hard in coordination with the community to see how and what is needed in order for us to make a revitalized area for agriculture.
Okay, so tell us about this lottery system that you folks have opened up.
The lottery is because there's been a lot of demand, a lot of interest in gardening. The resort has committed to providing 30 lots for community gardens to members of not only the resort, but the community, as well as organizations and nonprofits that are doing great work on the North Shore.
So what's involved and what's the process?
So we just actually announced it, and you can visit us at turtlebaycommunitygardens.org. You can register there. We want to try to make it fair and equal opportunity for everyone to have a chance at these gardens. So, you know, if there is a lot more interest in the future, you know, we can definitely look at opportunities and ways of expanding the program. But it is going to start here with these 30 plots. They're 10-foot by 50-foot plots. They have a nominal monthly fee of $10 with the upfront security deposit of $50, which is refundable. But, you know, again, it's not meant for anything other than to really bring the community back onto the land, allow people to get their hands in the soil, and to really see how they can produce and provide for their families and the community.
In that area, Keep Country Country has been a motto that we've heard over decades because there was this rub between the resort and the community.
It really goes back to the commitment to the North Shore community and recognizing what an important role they can play and do play on the North Shore. When you look at the history of the community, and it predominantly started off with agriculture, and as the plantation and monocrop industry had moved out, the resort played a vital role in maintaining jobs and that sort of thing. But what we do have the opportunity here is to really look at the agriculture component. And with 460 acres, you know, not only just provide for the community, but how it can impact the state as well. Really to also look at it as a model of how public and private partnerships and objectives can really move forward.
So one might ask, well, do we really need garden plots out there if it is country? Wouldn't people have their own backyard gardens?
Actually, no. Oddly enough, what we're realizing is that a lot of the residents there do not have the space to garden in their own backyards. The opportunity to have a community spot is not only to provide food, but also to engage with your neighbor and to learn from one another. One of the ways that we're looking at approaching the farms is really looking at how we can maximize the production out there by providing not only the land, but also resources and support, but also the education side. So with the 30 community gardeners, what we're hoping is that they will work together, that they will look for opportunities to engage with one another on best practices for gardening, and also provide workshop opportunities for them as well to learn other things such as organic or Korean farming or even composting.
So will this be modeled after the community gardens that we see around town?
Yes and no. This is going to be a lot more open space. What we didn't want it to be was restricted off by fences or anything. We do have a ag fence around the entire community plot, which protects any pets or four-legged animals coming in. But we also wanted to keep it open. And again, where you're in your garden, you're right next to your neighbor's garden. So I think it's a little unique in that sense. You know, we also didn't really want to put a whole list of rules in there, right? You can't do this, you can't do that. What we wanted to be able to do is work together in partnership with the community, allow them to have input in how we facilitate and what we can do to support, their active engagement in the land.
So you kind of want this to grow organically, I guess.
Exactly. And again, I think, you know, that's a commitment, you know, on the Mauka lands, is that it becomes a part of the community, something that is exposed and reopened and reinvigorated through this activity.
And you're trying to encourage the hotel employees to get involved as well.
Yeah, I think that's a great opportunity for the employees. You know, it's right across the street for them. It's within their own backyard, so to speak. And, you know, I think you'll recognize a lot of them have been there for such a long time and haven't had an opportunity like this. And they are residents of the community, which is great.
Have you talked to any of the hotel workers, like what they might be interested in growing?
We have talked to some of the employees, and a lot of them are very excited just about being able to plant things that they can't access on the North Shore. They have to go to a specialty market. So there's going to be a variety of things that they can do and they want to do. So it's just a matter of them being creative and innovative in getting it in the ground.
So give us an example of what they might be interested in.
So I know a lot of people are looking at leafy greens. A lot of people are also looking at their own cultural ingredients for their families. So I there's a whole slew of different options that they've put in there. Katamungai was one of them. People were looking at microgreens, different opportunities that depends on how creative and how they want to utilize it.
Right. If they want bitter melon.
Yes. Yeah.
And so as far as these plots, will there be a certain amount set aside for the nonprofits, a certain amount for the general public, and then the hotel workers?
Yes. So, you know, we really wanted to give everyone an opportunity and didn't want it weighted too heavily or just the outcome of the lottery going to just one demographic or one area of the community. Right now we have 10 for the employees, but 10 also reserved for residents of the Kahuku area. And 10 for organizations and nonprofits that are doing work in that community. If there's less on one side and more on the other, then we'll open it up to everyone. And we certainly hope there is a lot of interest and know that there is a lot of interest right now. So if you do or are interested, you know, visit us at turtlebaycommunitygardens.org and register there.
What about the hotel's efforts to maybe use some of the vegetables and the greens that are being grown there? How does that all work?
Well, you know, there's opportunity, not necessarily directly with the community gardens, but we do want to work in partnership with the farmers. And one of the opportunities there is to provide food safety certifications and information so that they can certify their farms so that it can be purchased by the resort and to be honest with you, elsewhere. You know, there's it can get a little technical now, but there's the Food Safety Modernization Act that's coming up. But there are people on the North Shore that are working to provide education and opportunity so farmers can get ahead of that.
Right. There's a big effort underway, I think, statewide to teach our farmers. They've been talking about this for some time. They've been classes saying there's a new federal rule. You've got to comply if you want to be able to sell your fruits and vegetables to restaurants and, you know, big places like, you know, Costco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really important. I think, you know, there's been a lot of negative press lately on, you know, foodborne illnesses and things coming out of produce especially. But, you know, I think all of our farmers there have a commitment to providing clean and safe produce. But it's just a matter of consistency and best practices. And again, keeping up with, you know, the information and the education that's out there.
To your knowledge, is this the first time that we've had like a resort do something like this?
To my knowledge, in Hawaii, yes. There's other partnerships on a smaller scale or other resorts or hotels on a smaller scale internationally that are doing something of this very similar.
Do you know where?
I know there's one in Cabo. I think it's called Flora Farms. There's a couple other ones that we were talking about, but nothing really to this magnitude. When you have 460 acres, that's a lot of land to be able to provide, not to just offset the needs of the community, again, but to make an impact across the state.
And that will really then actually go a long way toward the state's goals of sustainability.
No, absolutely, and that's our primary objective. Like I said, our first guiding principle in approaching this project really is maximizing the production. It doesn't only come in the form of edible foods, but we're also looking at opportunities for renewable energy and that sort of thing. So, you know, there's a lot of potential and a lot of various ways that we could go about it, but the unique, again, opportunity that we have is to really bring the community onto the property for them to be able to see it and for them to be a part of it through the community gardens.
Is there room for tree crops?
There are. So not on the community gardens per se, but we do have opportunity for orchards along the Mauka side of the property. We also want to look at reforestation and planting native trees back on property with, you know, anything from hala to milo and koa. ohia, different opportunities with that as well. Currently, we have a lot of banana and papaya, which are fantastic. But there's other areas on the farm that aren't conducive to agriculture or to active agriculture. So we can use those spaces to impact other ways.
Okay, and then I guess it's also like just sharing info about pests and best practices all around.
Yes. So, you know, again, it goes through the relationships that all of us bring. Each of us have different networks that we belong to. And, you know, with Pono Pacific and the resort and the community, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for us to share and learn from one another. And I think that's the biggest part that makes it so special, is to have a place that belongs to that is on the North Shore in such a tight area that we can all work together and really learn from one another, enjoy in a shared practice. And at the end of the day, maybe be at the dinner table with one another.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing this.
Thank you for having me.
Again, the Turtle Bay Resort is making a total of 30 plots available. Winners will be drawn in the lottery next week, Friday, July 26th. So you need to apply soon. Head to our website for links.